KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources tell ABC News the Trump White House is compiling a list of agents and officials at the FBI they want gone, including anyone tied in any way to the insurrection and classified documents investigations.
It's very concerning to FBI agents and to former agents and people in the law enforcement community that these actions are being taken. And the reactions are still coming in, and there's a lot of concern on Pennsylvania Avenue across from the Justice Department.
ABC's Jack Date. At a medical facility in the Detroit suburb of Troy, Michigan, a hyperbaric chamber exploded, killing a 5-year-old boy inside the machine and injuring his mother standing next to it. Cause undetermined. South Carolina gave a lethal injection to Marion Bowman Jr., condemned for the shooting death of a friend whose burned body was found in the trunk of a car. He maintained his innocence since his arrest. Bowman's the third execution in South Carolina in 4 months. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's #1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is the last day on the job for Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. He took over the department in February 2021. He led MPD through increased data collection efforts to target specific crimes and a body camera pilot program. Barnes will become the chief of the Seattle Police Department. His resignation is effective tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Dane County Sheriff's Office has pulled out of a federal grant that paid the county for giving the federal government the names of former inmates they believe were undocumented immigrants. The Cap Times first broke this story about the program. Essentially, the Sheriff's Office would send the federal government names of former jail residents they believed were here illegally. Then the county would be reimbursed for the costs to house them. Now, the department was not sending that data to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but that doesn't mean those names wouldn't end up in the hands of ICE. Sheriff Calvin Barrett told News 3 his office will no longer be participating because they know immigration policy will dramatically change under the new administration, and he wants to, quote, represent the values of our community, end quote. If you'd like to send Valentines to veterans, today is the deadline to get them in the mail. For the third year, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is...
It's the Bucks and the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be just down the street from the Alamo tonight when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers asked, after reviewing the tape, did he have any trouble with some of the refs' calls in their loss Tuesday night to the Trailblazers in Portland?
I thought the refereeing was, you want to be honest, they were going to let you play and be physical. So the problem was the other team was the aggressor. And to me, the aggressor should get the calls. I always say that. That's how it works.
Rivers also says if the Bucks make a trade before the NBA deadline next week, it's fine, but he's okay with the roster as it stands. College hoops. The Badgers are at Northwestern tomorrow afternoon at 1. Marquette at home against UConn, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL. A report the Packers plan to hire Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli leaving the Packers. He's been hired as the new defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper teens. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny.
It's 34 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and have an all-new What's Worse. Your chance to call in, have your voice heard. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. It is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here and at the bottom of the hour with new music and fantastic conversation. She's one of our frequent flyers. We love Friday nights. And I love this Friday night in particular because I get to spend some time with one of my old comedy pals. Joining us now on the program, he is a writer. He's written on such movies as Dumb and Dumber 2, Me, Myself, and Irene, The Three Stooges, and a host of other things. And he's a hilarious stand-up comedian. He joins us now on the stream, Rich Brown. Hey, buddy.
Oh, gosh, you're too kind. Hey, buddy, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too. You know, it's funny when I don't know, it's like the more years go by, I have memories of when I first met someone rather than when I maybe saw you 5 years ago or whatever. And I remember you used to wear, I'd see you around the comedy clubs. You had a T-shirt that just said Mr. Bubble, and it was a picture of Mr. Bubble. And I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Do you still have that shirt?
I wore that shirt to Steve Segrin's 50th birthday party out here.
Oh, yes.
And it was a lot of fun, man. Yeah. That was my opening joke. He's my agent, Mr. Clean. He's a cleaning agent.
I love it. Are you?
I'm always stuck with an undertone of hack.
First things first, are you in LA right now?
Yeah.
How did you do with the fires? Where do you live in proximity to the horrible fires that were happening?
I'm fine, but that was bizarre as could be. I was watching it. You know, I mean, I'm distant, but I'm watching on the news and I'm like, geez, I saw them over by, they're talking about the Palisades. I'm looking out the fires on the other side of town towards it was bizarre because I was like, geez, this is really popping all around.
Yeah. Are you, what area are you living in these days, Rich?
I'm at, Park La Brea. I'm right by the Grove. I'm by the tar pits.
Yeah.
I smell million old dinosaurs all day long.
isn't that weird? It's such a weird thing right in the middle of a city that they found woolly mammoth bones. It's just such a crazy thing. I thought it was fake when somebody first told me about it.
And you got to think of how many people are in there. That's, yeah. Right. I mean, you know, come on. We're talking about Los Angeles in the 40s. Who wants to drive out to Joshua Tree and drop off a body when you got the tar pits right here? You know?
I thought you meant aspiring actors. Well, I'm glad you're safe, Rich. That's good to know. I was thinking about all my friends out there, and it's everybody, for the most part, seems to be doing okay, at least that I know. So it's great to have you. I love that you still do stand-up, and you're this great writer. You've written on a lot of really big, funny comedies, and that must be a thrill. And the first one I want to ask you about is Dumb and Dumber 2, because Dumb and Dumber is truly one of my all-time favorite movies. Somehow it's an insanely popular comedy and movie, and I also think at the same time it's underrated somehow. But you had the pleasure of working on Dumb and Dumber 2. Talk about what that was like.
God, that was a blast, man. That was too cool. That was the most exciting time, man. It was just so much fun. Like, I wrote a lot of stuff for the Three Stooges. Like, those were two movies that they didn't give me any clue about anything. And they're like, just shotgun. Just
when just, you say they, you mean the filmmakers like Peter and Bobby Farrelly or producer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's that like? You're sitting at a big table reading the script and you punch it up. How does that work?
Well, sometimes it'd be that at that time. But for those two movies, they were just throw us as many. Think of as much stupid. Can't. I'm sorry. There I go.
Rich, you're not a bad person.
Parents, I swear to God.
No, you're a pretty good guy. You have a lot of good qualities too, even though
you forget, man. I'm such an arrested adolescent. That's all this business leads you to, Pete. You're a good man with a wife, beautiful wife, and a beautiful, you know, kid, your family.
You always say that about me, automatically means that I'm a good guy. And it doesn't. I am a good guy, but it's not because of my wife and kids. They had nothing to do with it. All right. I became this person on my own. Just to be clear.
In fact, your most evil thoughts have probably, they've been the root of most of your evil thoughts. Actually, I'll bet, right?
All right. Now you ruined it. So, all right. So
those single
saying...
guy worried. I was going to take that in a bad direction.
No, I used to do that joke. I used to say, no, listen, I wish I was single for about 15 minutes every day. And then I go back to my normal life.
Yeah. That's why God bless the internet.
Now you ruined it. Okay.
It's a lot easier to be whatever.
Well, you're married. You've got lovely Dana there. You guys are a nice couple. And you know, how long have you been married now?
Geez, 23 years.
Wow. That's impressive. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
But she's 10 years younger than me, Pete, which, to be honest with you, used to be enough.
Yeah. I'm not going to. You know, she could be saying the same thing about you, Rich. It's not all about the man.
She's writing a book.
Lots of women who have boy toys now, and she'd watch it. She could trade you in.
Yeah, I know. She's writing a book about being married to me. It's called This Is Bull. And I can't finish that word. It's a lot funnier if I finish that word.
Save it for a podcast, buddy. Okay. Hey, you know, it's funny. You're on the show, and I always think of you as a redhead, Rich. But as you get older, I don't see the carrot top as much. I see. Is that just because you have a little bit of gray? You look blonde.
I got a lot of gray.
Okay.
I got a lot of gray, man. Oh, wow. Yeah. But I got something up there. Hey, you know, I'm glad.
Yeah,
for that.
You got hair. Right. And in that town, especially. Yeah. That's a big thing.
I have four bald brothers.
Really?
And my dad was bald. My mother is bald, but with her, with mom, it's more of a white power thing, I think.
Your mother's a white supremacist.
I think she just shaves her head to show off that stupid tattoo, to be honest with you. It's embarrassing.
I just think she's embarrassed. You had such a good mom, and here you are on the radio. You know, we had a funny thing. All right, I know I'm way off on tangents here, but I had one of the funniest comedy ideas I ever had was when you posted something. I think it was during COVID, and you were with your mom in Arizona, and you were taking care of her, and you ran a camera, and you had your mom, and she was just kind of laying on the couch looking very cozy, and you started doing push-ups. And I thought, how funny would it be right now if Rich had a heart attack and just died, and his mom couldn't get up to turn the camera off, and the camera's just.
It would be a shame if that happened before TikTok, because I would have got a lot of hits off of that.
That would have gone viral.
Jackie Flynn dared me. It was back doing 20 push-ups for the soldier. Push-ups for some kind of cause, whatever, you know, in Facebook or MySpace or whatever.
You're just pro-cause. You don't care what it is.
I'm pro-cause. Yeah, that's all. I got to counterbalance my mother's, you know, shaved head and tattoo. I was doing push-ups, and I was having her bark out the orders. What? No, my. And I'd stop like, Mom, you got to do it like a drill sergeant.
Rich?
I was directing.
Not moving. Oh, that was very funny. That was very funny. Jackie was on the show just recently talking about Loudermilk, and he performed here in Wisconsin. He was down in Kenosha. So really? We had Jackie on, and yeah, it was great to catch up and talk with Jackie too. My guest is Rich Brown, and at some point I'll ask him a question. Right now we're just making each other laugh and taking a trip down memory lanes, folks. So thank you for being patient with us. It's great to have you on the show, buddy. You were talking about what it's like being in a room with all these other great comedy writers when you're working on a movie like Dumb and Dumber 2 or Three Stooges or whatever. Take us back there.
Well, I found it, it's intimidating as hell. You know, it's, I don't know. You know, some of these guys are like real, they're heavy sharp shooters.
Yeah.
they're pretty good
shooters. You write with assassin? Are they funny or?
Know that feeling of being doing anything in Hollywood, and you're just waiting for someone to tap you on the shoulder, and say,
"We're going to the bullpen, have a seat."
I'm looking around, and these other guys are like real deal dudes, you know.
Yeah,
I just feel like I was a paperwork. You always feel like you're a paperwork snafu. I don't know. Insecurity. It's that insecurity that gets you in this business. If it wasn't for algebra, all algebra did for me was give me the insecurity to become a comedy writer.
You knew you were never going to do the algebra.
Yeah, that stuff came in handy. Really. Didn't that kind of destroy your childhood a little bit?
Yeah. But it doesn't matter how you got here. You just got here. And that's the important thing. You've made a lot of people laugh in your life. And as much as it didn't work out in other areas, you really seem to have.
Yeah, my research lab went under. I was running a nonprofit in Chicago, but the problem was it wasn't supposed to be a nonprofit.
So here's where I thought of you the other day. My dad, I was trying to explain to him this funny scene in Me, Myself, and Irene, where Jim Carrey gets up in the morning and he walks into the restroom and he's standing over the toilet and he's got his legs spread so you can kind of see between his legs, and everyone is expecting him. He's going to the bathroom in the morning. They're expecting to see something between his legs, and all of a sudden there's this hard stream that shoots at a 45 degree angle and hits the ceiling. And my dad's like, "Wait, what do you mean?" And he's like, "I'm like, Dad, you're killing me here. Like, I'm trying to tell him what the scene is and what's happening." And I was like, "The only thing that would make this funnier right now is if Rich Brown was here to enjoy this story with us." Was it fun working on that movie?
That was a blast and a half.
Yeah,
that was just surreal, man. It was just surreal because it's like the same thing with the Three Stooges. How can you do that? How can you hit that magic twice? You know, but. It was really an honor and a thrill beyond belief to be involved in any way, you know. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to over glorify my stuff, you know. I punch up, throwing jokes, you know. I'm glad to be in the room. I was just glad to be in the room, you know.
That's a great attitude.
It's a good place, but it's, you know, can I share one thing about Dumb and Dumber 2? I think my sister, my blister-in-law, I don't know if you have sister-in-law. I have blister-in-laws, Pete. I'm getting a signal?
No, hold that thought, Rich. We're going to do a really quick break. Then we'll come back and we'll hear the story. And I want to tell you, all right, when we come back too, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to hear this. Rich has spent a lot of time here in our lovely state of Wisconsin, and he's got some good stories, and he's going to share one of them where he freaked out a farmer and the farmer freaked him out. That's coming up next after a very short break with our friend Rich Brown. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, cause nothing will be the same. Just another night, it's all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Move to Madison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The John and Gordy Show.
We still think we have a ghost in the building here because the lights keep going on and off.
Yeah, what is that all about? You know, that I thought I saw that ghost. Looks very much like a cleaning guy.
That is our cleaning
guy.
Oh,
that's our cleaning guy. He feels his responsibility to clean this office, even in the afterlife.
That's his unfinished business.
That's his unfinished business.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
All right, we're back. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. In just a few minutes, our friend Terry Barr will be joining us with new music. She is one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media that you can catch from 6 to midnight on Saturday nights here with Jimmy and Rocker, who is healing nicely, by the way. Terry's great. She'll be along shortly with great music. I've heard it, and it's outstanding. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our friend and my old comedy buddy, Rich Brown, who is joining us over the stream. Rich, you were in the middle of talking about Dumb and Dumber 2, and we had to do a break. Please continue.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think I'm not sure about this, and I don't want to take credit for, because it's a whole conglomeration. It's Peter. It's those guys, you know, they're the
Farrelly you're talking about.
Yeah. They're the deal, you know, and you throw out as much stuff as you can. And I'm not sure that my blister-in-law, wrote the log line for Dumb and Dumber 2, because you need a log line. It all starts there, right?
It's just
what's the impetus of the movie? I was home in Chicago, and I'm leaving, and I left, and my sister, she just likes, you know, she's kind of, I'm not her favorite person. Okay,
that can't be true.
Well, you know, when you're living with your brothers, I mean, in your 20s, we all lived together. All my brothers and I, we all lived together in the same house. We moved from my parents' house to another house, and it was like mom and dad were out of town all the time. And I mean, it was a pretty good time, you know. It was a lot of fun. But they had jobs, and my life looked pretty fun.
You were drinking for free at comedy clubs, of course. But sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
Cross country bar hopper. It doesn't get any better than that, Pete.
Exactly.
I was living like a Kennedy without the money.
Or the violence.
But
I hope.
She hates me, and I left some marijuana behind for my brother in Chicago. He's got a kidney issue, you know.
Sure.
And so I leave some pot behind in a shoebox in my mother's closet, you know, and I tell her, she's there. She comes over just whatever. And I tell her, hey, tell Raj that there's some pot in that shoebox up there. So, you know, where the kids aren't going to get it when they visit. And she gets mad. She gives me some flack for it and whatever. I get back to LA and I'm talking with them, and I've told them stories, you know, about my family, you know. And I said, I was telling them that my sister-in-law is mad at me because I left pot behind for my brother in Chicago. And Bobby goes, why did you leave pot behind for your brother in Chicago? And I said, because that's my kidney he's drinking on. So I'm just looking out for myself there, you know?
It was a selfish act.
Yeah, it was a selfish act of love.
Nice packaging, though, with the shoebox. I like that. That says love.
Sure. Yeah.
That's a great... So you also, all right, you also have, I'm just going to keep you going here. Conrad, how are we doing on time?
We still got about 5 minutes.
Okay, perfect. All right, Rich, please, if you would, tell the story. You know, we should, next time you're back, we'll do like a block of Rich Brown in Wisconsin stories, because I love the one of you at Marquette, too, running from muggers, carrying a pitcher of beer, not wanting to put the pitcher of beer down. But
yeah, that was
the
that was
one where you the one where you did... was it shrooms or something? I don't know. But tell that story about how you ended up in a farmhouse.
I saw the Grateful Dead at Alpine Valley, and my brother's girlfriend had a place at Lake Geneva. Sorry, Pete. Yeah, I know you're a true Wisconsin guy, and you guys hate us Chicagoans.
Chicagoans, coming up there
with our Calvin Klein canoes.
Fancy pants. Bunch of dandies.
We are a bunch of dandies next to you guys, man. You're lumberjacks. You got an accent and everything. Tough guys.
Darn right.
It was a Grateful Dead show, so I think we might have. I remember being confused. My brother and I actually, when we lost our friends. And we stupidly brought a case of beer. And then my brother and I, we're tripping. And it's his first time. He's my older brother. So I'm always used to him leading the way, being the front guy. You know, he's just older and smarter and bigger and all that stuff. But so he's normally the leader. But we're leaving the show and we're just trying to get away. We lost our friends who have the car with the case of beer in it. If we didn't leave that case of beer in it, they would have found us 2 hours earlier. Well, we wind up walking away. We're tripping. It's his first time. And so we wind up in the woods. And then my brother just has this breakdown where he just stops and realizes, Rich, we couldn't have got the car into the woods. I can't even think.
He's looking for the car in the woods.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to take control. I got to be the leader now. Because I had a little mushroom experience. We get back finally. We spend the weekend up there, and I went for a walk. My buddy's getting met a girl, so I've got to skedaddle for a while and just walk around. Okay. And go for a walk, and I'm walking around, and I got lost. I'm walking around looking at the stars. Just got lost, took a six pack. And after a few, I'm looking around. I don't know where I am in the middle of Wisconsin. And I just walked into this guy's house. I walked in. It looks like the house we were in. I just go in and I just sit down in the recliner and crash out, you know. And he wakes me up in the morning. Guy was very, very cool about it, you know. He was Wisconsin about it.
It was very nice. We're nice people. But, oh, my God, I could have killed you. All right, but go ahead. We only have about a minute left, so go ahead.
There are other places you don't do that.
Yeah.
But Wisconsin, yeah. And he just wakes me up. I think you got to go. I'm just the clickety-clack of my brain working so fast with such a hangover. And that early in the morning, I was impressed with myself. I was like, I'm trying to fake it. I'm trying to be an actor. You know, like, oh, I got to go. I got to. You got a point? Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. I got to go. I walk out the front door. And then I turn around and knock on the door. I go, which way to the beach?
Rich, thank you so much. We'll do this again when you have more time, and we'll just do stories. I appreciate your time tonight, buddy. Go knock them dead tonight at Flappers Comedy Club.
All righty. Hey, Pete, always good to see you, man.
You too. Thanks for not swearing.
You're one of the guys, Pete. You did the hard thing to do in Hollywood. You came out here, the two hardest things to do. Make movies and keep your friends. And you came out to Hollywood and you made movies.
All right. We'll get into how great I am next time. I do appreciate that.
The joke was that you didn't make any friends.
Rich Brown, thanks so much.
See you, man.
Great night, buddy. Thanks again.
All right. Bye.
We'll be right back with Terry Barr.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One of the two students who was still hospitalized after the Abundant Life School shooting is now recovering at home. A statement from UW Health says they were discharged. That means there's just one student left in the hospital who's also in good condition. Good is usually the last status before going home. What a relief it must be for that family to be under one roof. And an update to a story we've been following, Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn says he'll recuse himself from a forthcoming case that will decide the future of Act 10, the controversial 2011 law that stripped collective bargaining rights from some state workers. His decision was announced in a court filing. Hagedorn helped write the original legislation when he was the chief legal counsel for Governor Scott Walker. He said the law commands that he not hear the case, according to the Associated Press. Hagedorn's decision not to participate means the court's four liberal and two conservative justices will decide the case. Earlier this week, Republican state lawmakers pushed for Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who's part of the court's liberal wing, to recuse herself as she had said she thought the law was unconstitutional. Democratic legislators had urged Hagedorn to recuse himself because he helped write the actual law. And Middleton is starting a recycling challenge this weekend. The city is hoping to collect 1,000 pounds of plastic bags over the next year. It's part of a program sponsored by Trex, the company that makes sustainable decking from recycled products. If they manage to get that 1,000 pounds, the city will win a new Trex bench. Now, here's what you're able to drop off: your typical plastic bag that you would get from a store, plastic wrap, like when you open a product for the first time, cereal bags, salt bags, shipping envelopes, Ziploc bags, and bubble wrap. Everything needs to be dry and have no food residue on it. You can drop off those items at the Middleton Recycling Center on Parmenter Street or the Metro Market on Century Avenue. The contest ends 1 year from today. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard. So have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to three new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the three Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper teens. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny.
Currently 35 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author.
You have an interesting article in Substack about AI.
Think about any decision, whether it's to push a button and launch a missile, or whether to hire or fire somebody in a workplace. We want the answers faster, and then we want to get to the next topic, and that's where there could be the death of wisdom.
Why, absolutely.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on, and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to Amy Horak. We're going to start up the David J. Frank
Horticultural Report. We're talking plants.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
All right. This is, you could not think of a better way to wind down the week. It is very exciting for me to introduce my next guest, who, as you just heard, is a regular and the my co-conspirator in Barman Friday Night. And it is great to welcome one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio and our friend Terry Barr. Terry, how are you?
Hello, boys, and all of your wonderful listeners. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you so much. It's great to have you here. Before we jump into music, I just want to say great work on the Groundhog piece.
Oh, well, thank you.
You love Groundhog Day? Goodness.
That was fun to write.
I bet it was.
Your interview, but I wrote a story from your interview, and I just had so much fun listening to it and writing about it.
Oh, good. Rick is a good guy. He's been on the show before, and he was, as you know, in the movie and threw up all over the place in Groundhog Day. So what a neat way to immortalize yourself.
Oh, incredible. And he still sounded so, if I can say, normal.
Yeah, he is.
He's really a very cool guy. I enjoyed hearing all about that.
I don't know him really well, but I do. Everything I know about him, he's a very genuine guy, very activist heart and a good actor, just a really solid dude. He's one of those people in show business who and this means something, I think. I've never heard a bad word about. Like, I've been in the comedy racket for a while, and then I went to writing and all that. But in all those circles, I really have never heard a bad word about him. He's just a really good dude.
And he's won a bunch of awards, like big ones, too.
Yeah.
So just to read about him and learn more and then hear the two of you together, so much fun. And everybody can find that on the website, civicmedia.us. I think it's the top story right now.
Terry, you do such great work. It's so much, it's fun when we do this. And then when we inadvertently work together, when you write your pieces and sometimes you pick just really cool stuff to write about. So it's just, it's so much fun. You're welcome. So what's on your agenda this weekend? What, you got a big show tomorrow night, I assume. Are you guys back doing the full deal?
We are not quite back to the full deal yet. We're still waiting on Rocker. So we've got these mini layers that are happening. So bands are coming in and they play maybe a stripped down version, or they'll play a brand new song that no one has heard yet. They'll bring it in on, you know, an MP3 or something for us so that we can play it for all the listeners. And we still talk about it just like we do with Live in the Lair when we do that hour long with artists. But this time I'm bringing to you, Pete, two bands, very different music, and they're at two stages in their career. But I also wanted to mention, you are one of our guests tomorrow night.
Yes. I'm so excited. You know what? I've talked to Rocker. He's been on the show and you're on the show every week. And I've had back and forth with Jimmy, but never really had the opportunity to sit down and talk to him. So when he called, or when he asked me to be on the show and do an interview, I was thrilled. And then I had so much fun talking to him too. So I'm excited to hear it myself.
Excellent. Well, and it was funny because I said to Jimmy Kay, hey, you want me to do it? Since, you know, Pete and I do his show together every Friday. And no, he would not give you up. He wanted to talk to you. I said, okay, I'm going to back off on this one then.
I sense a friendship in the making. No, he was great. And he did. He asked a lot of, it was interesting to be asked questions instead of asking them. And I tip my hat to him. He did a great job. And it was just a blast talking to him. So,
I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. Looking forward to hearing you guys together, knowing how much he was looking forward to it too.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you mentioned these bands you've brought tonight. Who do you want to start with? Cause they both have a really cool, unique sound. So I'm kind of, whatever you want to start with, we'll go there.
Well, and it's interesting. Both bands feature quite a number of Black musicians from across Southern Wisconsin. And of course, tomorrow is the kickoff for Black History Month.
Yeah.
And I just feel so fortunate to know these people and to be around them when they're playing this music. It is incredible. It's inspirational when you see little kids at some of the shows and they're just watching them like, oh, I could do this too. It's really cool.
Oh, really? Nice.
So I guess it's up to you which one you would like to start with.
Well, you know what? Let's start with Natty Nation. They're a Madison group. So let's start with the Madison group. And I love that they're doing reggae.
Yes.
Out of Madison. That's great. So tell us about Natty Nation.
Well, you said it, reggae, but here's how they really describe it. Hard roots rock reggae. They call themselves spiritual warriors, and they have the mission to simply spread light through their music.
I love it.
It's
a great, the song you brought is The Journey Has Just Begun, which is a great song and kind of plays into that whole theme. And are they on the show tomorrow? Or are they playing anywhere we could see them?
They are coming in for an interview and they're going to play some of their favorite music. They are working on new music right now, but why they're actually coming in, they are on a Bob Marley birthday celebration tour.
Nice.
They're going to be playing all around Wisconsin over the next month. They do this every year in tribute to Bob Marley. They've actually worked with Bob Marley's producer on one of their albums.
Wow.
What
a thrill for them to do that. You know what I mean? Because they obviously were influenced by him. So to get to work with his producer, I think that is just so amazing.
And, you know, they've been around since 1995.
Huh.
So they're well known. They've traveled not just Wisconsin, as they are going to do in the next month, but they've traveled the entire country. They've also played festivals in places like the Middle East, Africa, Japan. They were featured a few years ago at South by Southwest.
Oh, no kidding.
Big festival in Austin.
Yeah.
And of course, Summerfest here in Wisconsin. So that's great for them.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, let's hear The Journey Has Just Begun, right?
Okay.
All right. Bar Band Friday night. Here is Natty Nation and The Journey Has Just Begun.
Bodies and a feet, their minds. All this a people, them no fuss, no fight.
That's awesome.
Isn't that fun? I mean, it does. It makes you move. It makes you smile. I think we should invite everybody to join us on YouTube so they can see us dancing and then they'll dance too.
Yes. I love it. And it's words to live by too, right? It's just a phenomenal song.
Yes.
Oh, that's so great.
Perfect for these times.
Yeah. We're going to need a lot more of that. It sounds like, but
yeah,
that was beautiful. So Terry, we have to take a short break here and address the elephant in the room known as your birthday, young lady. How are you doing? No. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I'm 27 again.
You what?
I'm 27 again.
Well, you're having a good year, apparently, if it keeps going. It's Groundhog Day. It's so great because I wished you happy birthday on like the company chat yesterday, and then I see people doing it today, and I can never keep up with that thing anyway. So
happy birthday.
This is a little something Conrad and I put together just for you. I hope you like it. We worked on this all year and in anticipation of this day. So rejoice, and Conrad, go ahead.
Happy birthday, dear Terry. Happy birthday to you.
Short and sweet?
I have nothing to say.
I don't know if that deserves words anyway. That wasn't really the most beautiful rendition. And I know you're a cat person, but all we had were dogs in the studio today.
It's so what's all with together? You guys. Thank you, Pete and Conrad.
You're very welcome. I hope you're having a great day. You certainly deserve it.
Thank you.
This is great. Okay, so do you have plans? Are you going out after the show for your birthday or this weekend?
No, probably tomorrow night. I think we're going to go out and see some live music after the show. How about that?
You've been known to do that. That sounds
like
a lot of fun.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Certainly deserve it. You're very welcome. All right. Now, how's that for a segue? Let's ease into. I love this band name, Automatic Lover.
Woof!
Great name.
And, I know. If we had emojis, we should put up fire right now.
Racy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So tell us about Automatic Lover.
Okay. Compared to Natty Nation, who has been together since 95, Automatic Lover is fairly new. And they have been in the studio with us once when they released one song after they got together. I find it so interesting because their lead singer, Uriel Lopez Rodriguez, is from Sonora, Mexico, and he came here for work. And in the meantime, he said, hey, anybody in Wisconsin want to play music with me? I just want like-minded musicians who want to have fun and play the music for the love of it.
Wow.
That's what you're going to hear in this song. You can tell they are having a blast when they play together.
That's a great way to describe it. And that's kind of how I felt when I was listening to it. So we'll have to, we'll play this song after the break.
Okay.
It's great to have you here on your birthday. I'm going to address a couple texts we got here, and then we'll do a short break and we'll come back with Terry's, the second song she brought us, which is fantastic. It's called Helena. Am I saying that right? Or is it Helena?
You are.
Helena by Automatic Lover. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, our question tonight was, where do you overspend? And Paula Krieger, Conrad's mom, says too many streaming services to be able to watch different series or movies. Paula, that's money well spent, if you ask me, but fair enough. Steve from the 920 says, I've been overspending on cell phone service for years. A lot of services today that are more economical, in which my lovely wife is currently working on. All right. That's what we talked about before, Terry. Go with Cricket, I'm telling you.
What? It's really?
Four lines, $100, flat rate, unlimited everything. I'll tell you more about it after the break. Ooh. If you don't like it, I'll pay for your service. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media with Barbie and Friday Night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you go away. No, baby. Wanna be right here where you are until my dying day. Yeah, baby.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's been 24 hours, I need more hours with you.
Welcome back. We are chilling on a Friday night, on a Bar Band Friday night, with our friend Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio, which you can check out tomorrow night. Very excited to hear what you guys have planned tomorrow, Terry. And I'm not just saying that because I'm part of the show tomorrow, which I'm
you are part of the show tomorrow.
And she's the birthday girl. So, all right, let's hear what we've got here. We've got Automatic Lover and Helena, yes, that Terry brought us as well. We heard a little bit about them, and then we'll play that, and we'll let you get on with your birthday festivities, Terry. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, fantastic. Here is Helena by Automatic Lover. Thanks to Terry Barr. We'll be right back. I knew it was going to end right there. I felt it.
Awesome. We both could hit the drums. Boom.
Yeah. Oh, Terry, this is so great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And have a great weekend and enjoy Groundhog Day. You've earned it.
Ah, yes. I'm hoping for an early spring. We'll find out here. Soon.
Same here. Yeah. All right. Next week, we got a date.
You got it. I will see you again next week. I'm going to keep pitching that people join us on YouTube.
Please. And we can have a dance party. We got to keep this thing going. Check out Max Inc. tomorrow night.
Have a great weekend, you guys, and all the listeners. Thank you.
Thanks so much. That's Terry Barr, Barr Band Friday Night. Check out Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night here on the network from 6 to midnight. We got a couple texts here we got to get to. Where are we at here? Oh, Annie, we got Steady Eddie. Oh, man, I got to move here, Conrad. All right, Pete, Tony from CP, he's in the 608. He says, I spend too much money on lottery tickets, nowhere near breaking even, but could be $2 away from winning the big one. Oh, I would love to see you break even, Tony. Thank you for setting that. Steady Eddie from the 608 says, Pete, I make my own coffee. I prepare my own meals, mashed potatoes, and chicken gravy tonight. Overall, I'd say I'm pretty frugal. I've really started to save a lot of money since I started staying home and listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Good for you, Steady Eddie. 6 to 8. PM weeknights, instead of going out and boozing away my Social Security money at bars and local strip clubs, though I miss Big Mama Cass and Little Miss Kitty, I think me staying home at night is for the best. Steady Eddie can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. Thanks, Pete and Conrad. Keep night lighting it up. Thank you, Steadfast Edward. Awesome, buddy. Thank you for the text, Eddie. Annie from Watertown says, unfortunately, we have big fights because my son refused to learn algebra. He now calls me with mathematical questions every few months. That's in relation to the Rich Brown thing. All right. We got to go. We got to get out of here, folks. We hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy Groundhog Day. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Thank you to Rich Brown, Luke Mathers, and Terry Barr. Good night, Wisconsin.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recusing himself from an Act 10 suit. And we go beyond the cheese in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
The explosion happened and I just seen the sky light up and I pulled over and basically it was just real bad around here.
That man was driving on Philadelphia's northeast side when a medical evacuation jet, a Learjet 55 with six people aboard, crashed shortly after takeoff. It was raining, but the aircraft's age may have played a role.
Well, this was a 43-year-old Mexican air ambulance. It had just taken off from northeast Philadelphia airport when it crashed into those buildings and burst in the flames. It was headed to Springfield, Missouri. Air traffic controllers cleared it for takeoff, and then they went back to talk to it, and they couldn't get into contact.
ABC Sam Sweeney. Sources tell ABC News the Trump administration is drawing up a list of FBI agents and officials it wants fired or forced to leave the bureau. A grand jury in Louisiana indicted a New York physician for allegedly prescribing an abortion pill online. This is ABC News.